Hello, hey, hi. Welcome back to another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. This is episode 10. Did we make it to 10? I hope we did. I'll be tight if it's not episode 10. But anywho, today I'm here to talk about self-care. I really want us to take a second to really talk about what self-care is. Not the face masks, not the candles, not the haircut mask, deep conditions, not the nail salon visits. We're going to talk about self-care in a way that I think a lot of you may have never thought of it before. Sorry I'm fumbling over my words. I'm not feeling too well, but I got to stay consistent and I got to release my podcast on a Friday. Let's get into it. This one is going to be short, quick, and to the point. We got some things to talk about. So I read an article by Tammy Foreman on Forbes, and the title of the article is "Self-care is not an indulgence, it's a discipline." And I am not gonna lie, y'all, I felt attacked. I definitely think you should check it out. Just type in "self-care is discipline," you'll find it. It's a very insightful article about what self-care really is, and I wanted to share it with you on my platform, expand on it a little bit, and have you kind of question your own self-care practices and how you can step it up a notch. Because honestly, after I read it, I was like, I've been playing. I have been wasting time. I have not doing what I needed to do. When I say that I've been playing and I've been wasting time, I don't really mean like all of it goes in vain. It's not like, you know, doing the face mask and the hair mask doesn't matter, because hello, my skin looks pretty damn good because I'm taking care of it. So, you know, that form of self-care definitely is still important. But I think that, you know, obviously marketers have taken that and used it to sell products and push this idea that when you're performing acts of self-care, it requires laying down and luxuriating and masking and, you know, taking baths with bath bombs and candles and wine and chocolates and things that just make you feel good in the moment, like the instant gratification version of self-care. Not the part of self-care where you're getting up and going for a run and eating the food you're supposed to eat instead of the ones you want to eat, and going to that workout class instead of going to going home to put a face mask on. I think that the whole self-care movement has given a lot of people the excuse and the facade of taking care of themselves, when in reality, now you just got a bunch of clogged pores from all the dollar masks you put on your face, and you haven't worked out in 2 weeks. Like, you know, it's kind of just been an interesting place for a lot of us who are like women, because, you know, that's what the whole self-care movement has been focused on, us taking time to slow down, unwind, take care of ourselves. But the conversation seems to stop at write in your journal, you know, meditate, listen to a book. No one is like, you know, do that thing that you need to do to take care of yourself that you don't want to do, because that is that self-care. Then that isn't fun, that isn't relaxing, that's stressful, that's raising my anxiety. But actually raising your anxiety is the fact that there's this task that you know you need to do that you've shut it down a long time ago, and you're not doing it, and you're procrastinating, and you know what you're doing? The anti of self-care. You're not helping yourself. You're causing yourself stress. You're releasing cortisol in your body. So you're doing a face mask and you're still breaking out because you're not actually practicing self-care wholly. And the self-care that requires discipline, the self-care that requires focus, the self-care that requires work. And I'm guilty of this. I'm not just talking to you and telling you what you're doing wrong, because you might be listening to this and being like, sis, I go to the gym, okay? I pay my credit card bills on time, all right?
My rent is paid, okay? I call my mom every week. My self-care is on point. My emotional, physical, spiritual, self-care, mental is on point. And if that is you, girl, you don't need to be here. Come back for the next podcast. And for those of us who are a hot mess, still trying to drink enough water in the day, I'm talking to you. You're the one that needs to hear this as much as I need to hear this when I replay it, and as much as I needed to read that article and figure out that the self-care that I really need to focus on is the hard work. The indulgent, easy, lounging self-care is easy, but it's not the deep work that I need to get to the things I want to get to. It's not going to get me there on its own. Yes, you should unwind. Yes, you should take that long bath. Sidebar, I don't like taking baths because I don't want to clean my tub like that. But, you know, for some of you who want to bath bomb it out, give your money to Lush. I'm putting on my makeup, by the way. I'm getting ready for work. So you're going to hear me sounding a little crazy, but I'm applying my new NARS Radiant Foundation, Natural Radiant Longwear Foundation. I'm really excited about it. Let's get back to the topic. Self-care for me is applying makeup. To be honest, it's like therapy. Like, I love it. I thoroughly enjoy sitting here and buffing on my foundation and looking how it blends so well into my skin. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying, wow, recording this podcast, getting ready for work. This is so relaxing for me. But this is also not the best use of my time. I could be working out. I could be reading a book. I could be prepping a delicious, healthy meal that could save me money. But I take the time in the morning to do my makeup, because this is what I enjoy doing. And this is the easy self-care. This isn't the self-care that I need right now. Do you understand the difference? Am I making sense? So what are the next steps? How do you get to a point where you're taking care of yourself when it's easy and when it's hard? Let's talk about it. I need to wet my beauty blender and I'm gonna get right back to you. So I'm experimenting with Anchor still. I'm trying to figure out how to do this whole podcast thing. I noticed that in a few of my podcasts, some of you have mentioned that there are long pauses. Please let me know what you think about the background music, if that's helping, doing the transition music. Let me know if you prefer a podcast that has no background music or not. I don't know. I normally don't listen to podcasts that have background music, but I'm just trying to try and do things out and get the groove of things before I get to my, like, 20th episode. Can you believe that? 20 episodes of this. I will be so excited. But anyway, steps to, you know, stepping up the self-care game. I think you need to, like, take a moment, think/write. I always encourage people to write things down, but if you're not into that, just think about it. Think about the things that you want to accomplish in life. And think about all the steps that you need to take to accomplish those things. Like, really think about even the most minute steps. And then think about how which one of these steps need to become a habit or a daily practice in your life in order for you to get what you want to get, in order for you to achieve the goal you want, in order for you to be on top of that thing you want to be on top of. What are the habits that you need to build to get there? One of the habits that I focus on in order for me to achieve a lot of the things I want to achieve, like looking good for work, which, believe it or not, is a goal of mine, because I feel like if you're always ready, you don't got to stay ready. And when I go to work looking crazy, it affects my mood and the way that I act all day, right? So I wake up earlier to make sure that I can do my makeup so I can go to work and feel good and perform at the level that I want to perform at, because it honestly connects to each other. When I take my time and I feel good about myself, I move through the day differently, right? So the habit that I need to build to support this goal and to get the outcome is to wake up earlier, right? But one thing that I also really, really, really need to do is exercise. It's the one thing that, if you know me personally or you follow me on Instagram at Mimi_moments, you know that I struggle with exercise. I just don't like it. I've never found a way to be consistent. I still struggle. I don't give up, but I'm also not successful in exercising consistently. Going to the gym is so hard for me, right? So
I decided that maybe I need to do it before I start my day. I'm smiling right now. I'm putting my blush on, so it might sound crazy. I'm putting a highlighting brush, blush, a NARS Orgasm on the apples of my cheeks. So that's why I already sound crazy. But I figured maybe I need to work out in the mornings. And I'm not there yet. I'm not going to set myself up for failure, but I'm building the habit of waking up even earlier so that I have time to work out in the morning before I'm tired, before I make up any excuses. Like just to do a quick workout in my apartment to get my body moving so that I can achieve my goals of feeling better about my body so that I can be healthier and be more present for my future children. I know this is a very minute one, but this is that's the best example I can think of off the top of my head. Build a habit around the goal you want to achieve, and that making it a daily practice is a form of self-care. Yes, I landed. I was swimming around, but I landed, y'all. I made it. And I hope that makes sense. And I want you to think about that while I try to find my falsies. I'll be RB. It's almost time for me to go to work. And I am chatting. Please don't forget to slide in my DMs and let me know what you think about the background music. I am back, and I don't want to take up any more of your time because you have important things to do. But I want to leave you with a very clear, well, at least in my opinion, a very clear understanding of what self-care really is. Self-care can be defined as any deliberate action you take in order to support your mental, physical, and emotional health. I also add on your fiscal health, because I think a lot of people don't think about taking care of yourself means taking care of your money, honey, and we're going to talk more about that next week. Self-care, you know, we all think it's about the face masks, but certainly it's about the intentional, deliberate, purposeful work that you do in order to maintain yourself, in order to take care of yourself, and sometimes in order to uplift yourself. That goes beyond the luxuriating. I feel like I keep repeating it because I think that it really needs to be, you know, I want this to be driven into your psyche, that when you're doing the things that you really don't want to do, but you know that are good for you, you are practicing self-care. When you're intentional about your actions, that you know are going to result in, you know, the betterment of yourself, you are practicing self-care. When you're taking the time out to do things for yourself that you know are only going to benefit you either now or in the future, you are practicing self-care. Self-care is a phone call. Self-care is journaling. Self-care is exercise. Self-care is cooking a good meal. Self-care is dancing around your apartment. Self-care is buying yourself a new pair of sneakers to get you to go to the gym. Like, self-care is anything that you're doing that's really going to help you become better. And I hope that you understand that that doesn't mean that a mask isn't going to better your life. But I just want us to all take a step beyond that. And I'm saying these things out loud to you, but often when I hear things like this coming out of my own mouth and I am speaking them out loud, it also reaffirms things for me, and it also makes me want to buck up, stand up, and say, you know what? I'm not doing a good job of taking care of myself because I'm not exercising, even though I know it is good for me. You know what I mean? So these podcast sessions often are kind of like therapeutic for me. When I'm talking to you about the things that I'm thinking about, the things that I'm working through, the things that I'm feeling, when I'm offering advice and information, I'm also doing it for myself because I often need to hear these things out loud. A lot of the information on the internet about how we can improve ourselves, we kind of all know it. I really feel intuitively we all know it, but it's often important to hear it time and time again, especially in such a noisy world where it's really hard to focus. It's important to hear it from different voices in different ways, but the message is still the same. We are all in the pursuit of happiness. We are all in the pursuit of self-development. And in order to do that, you need to take care of yourself. What good is a great job if you're unhealthy, if you're mentally unhealthy, if you're physically unhealthy, you know, if you're fiscally unhealthy and you can't keep money, you know? it's important to take the time and to be deliberate and intentional about the moves that you make in the world. And that is something that I am telling you right now that I am working on, being more mindful about everything that I'm doing. I hope that I didn't stand up too long on the soapbox, and I hope that you got something out of this. And I hope that you take on the rest of your day with intention, and you find different ways throughout your day to take care of yourself, and you go beyond the face mask and the deep conditioning. As always, you are by Maya for listening to me. Make sure you check out my Instagram, where I'm the most active. You can catch me every day. MI_moments at Mimi_moments. I'm also on YouTube at Mimi Moments. And I will talk to you next Friday. Stay beautiful.